Welcome to the Fearlessly Authentic CEO Podcast, your virtual lounge where you can relax and be inspired with stories and conversations about holistic personal branding, aligned marketing strategies, female leadership, and financial abundance. I am Sheila, your host, a brand strategist, designer, coach, and a mom of twin girls. I, together with fellow female entrepreneurs, will empower you here to take inspired actions while celebrating your best self to help you make massive income and impact with ease, flow, and alignment. It's time to level up, girl, and step into your best self as the fearlessly authentic CEO of your business and life. Welcome back to the Fearlessly Authentic CEO Podcast. In this episode, let's talk about victim mentality and how to overcome that by acknowledging that you are the creator of your reality. This episode is actually inspired from the community breathwork event experience that I had with Katie J last week. She is a shadow healer. She's helping spiritual women process and heal their shadow wounds through breathwork, coaching, and women's circles. And during that virtual community event, she helped us release our trauma, limiting beliefs, and outdated stories through the healing power of breath. And I do highly recommend you to join. So I will leave her Instagram account link on the description. It's at Womb Manifestor. And please check out the community event, the next community event. You can find it on her link in bio. I am recommending it because that was so powerful. I was able to really see and identify my shadow, even if I thought that I was able to heal it. But that's not the case. I think, and I do agree that shadow, our own shadows, are already part of ourselves. And our goal is not really to eliminate the shadow, but live with it and overcome it, right? So moving on to the main point of this episode, let's first define what victim mentality is. Victim mentality means if you feel powerless to affect your circumstances, always thinking like a victim, and we feel that we are a victim of circumstances or other people's actions and that we can't do anything about it. So just to share again my story, I was born with a broken family, right? I mentioned about it, and I was making a big issue about it when I was younger, and I always think that I don't deserve to live a happy life, that I was always questioning why my life looks the way it was back then, and I thought I can't change anything about it and I deserve to live with a pessimistic view about life, and I really don't deserve and I can't be happy. And as I tried to assess why am I thinking like that, I realized, and this was the shadow and the trauma that I was able to really discover when I'm doing the breathwork exercise last week, was that I always thought that I was a failure, that I was sabotaging my business because I always think that I am a failure despite of all the facts I had wherein I was able to achieve good things in life, in business, in career, in school, because my mindset was always like that, that I will be a failure, that whatever I do, even if I work super hard, I won't be successful because I thought that people won't appreciate me. And as I try to dig deeper, why am I thinking like that? It was rooted from the experience I had in my childhood. I feel so emotional while talking about this, but it was that moment and several moments in my life wherein I thought that my family was not proud of me. They are always looking for what's lacking within me and what's missing. They are always focusing and telling me about the shortcomings I had. And that made me so desperate to be successful as well, in a negative way, because I always try to do my best, but I felt like it's always not enough. Because my loved ones, the closest people that I could have in my life, are not appreciating whatever I do in life. And as I think about it during the breathwork exercise, you know, that was not really the case. And I told my husband immediately after that I was the only one who is putting a meaning like that in all the experiences that I had. That if we really look deeper, and if we really look into the facts, the truth, and not the story I had in my mind, I think it was just me who is thinking that I am a failure and that my family is not appreciating what I do in life. Because I was also so focused on the negative events that happened in the past, and I made a story and narrative in my mind because of all those negative experiences. But the truth is, there are a lot of times wherein they celebrated my achievements, and it was only me who is putting and planted a negative thought in my mind about all those negative experiences. So what I want to share is that sometimes, I know you also have your own negative experiences, you have your own shadow and limiting beliefs, you also have your own narratives that could be sabotaging you on your business and blocking your full potential to perform as a person and as an entrepreneur. And I want you to think really deep about that. And challenge your narrative about yourself, challenge your thoughts about those experiences, because most often than not, we are the ones who are creating that internal reality, internal narrative for ourselves that has been blocking us from performing our best and being a successful entrepreneur or person, right? So I want you to challenge yourself as well. I know you can relate to that. You have your own story, but just think about it. And if you have the signs that you also have that victim mentality, wherein I also always thought that, or I always think like a victim of life, that I don't deserve, again, to be happy. I deserve to live like this, that I can't change anything about the future anymore because I'm destined to become this person who is always pessimistic about life, who have this negative vibe energy. But it's not the case. I realized that I can change my future. I can really change my reality, and that's what I want to share right now. And I just want to share some signs that can determine if you have the victim mentality. So listen to this and identify if you are having this tendency also to think like a victim or having this victim mentality. So number one, victims are usually angry at the people or events they think have done them wrong. And underneath the feeling of anger is almost always the feeling of powerlessness, right? I always see this in some frustrated people in the corporate world, wherein they always thought that they can change anything. Like, if they're not happy with their job, they deserve to be there, even if they're not happy, because they need to earn and survive. And that's a sign for me of a victim mentality, because you feel powerless. You feel powerless and you have this frustration and feeling of anger inside you towards your job, you know, because you're not happy and you feel so burnt out about it, but you can't decide to leave and change your circumstances just because you feel powerless. Second sign is that you're not seeking possible solutions, right? In relation to the first point. Third sign, you're avoiding responsibility. Responsibility in life or in any endeavors that you have. Number four, you always have negative self-talk and self-sabotage. And that was me, as you heard in my story earlier. I always have this negative narrative. I always beat myself up because I think I'm gonna fail always, right? And the fifth sign is that there's a lack of self-confidence. You may not know this sometimes. You think that you are confident, but deep inside you, you know you lack self-confidence. And number six, you remain stuck in the past. Just like in the story that I told you earlier with my past, for a longest time, I lived in the past. Like, I behave like a person who was not happy and a very pessimistic person because of my past, and I was stuck in the past. All the negative experiences have brought me to that state, but luckily, and I'm so grateful again, because of the self-awareness journey and self-development journey that I have decided to start 2 years ago, I was able to break that thought pattern and I feel so different now. And number seven, you are being consumed by problems. If you are thinking a lot about the problems, you know, you're frustrated, you're angry, you're mad about your situation because you're so focused on the problem, you have a victim mentality. Number eight, you blame the world. You blame the world for everything that is happening to you. All the negative experiences that you have, all the negative thoughts you are having, you always blame the world and the outside, like the external events and other people. Number nine, and the last sign that I want to share, you're pessimistic. Even if you try to be positive, you feel so negative. And that's a sign of having a victim mentality. And the key message that I want to impart right now is that you are the creator of your life and your reality. Whatever thoughts, whatever negative thought pattern you have inside of your mind is not a reality. And note that you can change that because you are the creator of your life and your reality. Believe me that you can change whatever circumstances that you have right now and like live in the reality that you want. Because your thoughts become your actions and your actions create the circumstances in your life. This is one of the things that I have learned from the group coaching program about changing your thoughts and how it can change your circumstances, right? If you have, for example, a circumstance that you can change, what you can change right now is your thought about it. So you can choose, you want to have an empowering thought or a positive thought, or live in the negative thought or this empowering thought inside your mind, right? If you have a positive thought, that could create a positive feeling inside you. That could also lead to positive actions or behavior and create a positive result and circumstances in your life. So it's really a matter of changing your thought. Your mind is so powerful. I teach this in one of the programs I was in. It's about rewiring your mindset for success and related also to NLP, communication model, that, you know, you can rewire your mind for success. You can rewire your mind, your subconscious mind, and change your thoughts to create positive results and circumstances in your life. So I'm gonna be, I think I should create a separate episode about this one, but I want you to think that you can change anything in your life, really. You can change your thought, change your feeling, that could change your actions, and change your current circumstances into a positive one. You are responsible for everything that happens to you in your life. So stop being a victim of your circumstances and claim that you are the creator of your life and your reality. And embody that. Not just think about it, but embody that person. Believe in yourself, right? And I would like to share a quote. Not really a quote, but a definition of belief according to Tony Robbins that could change the way you think right now. So he said, what is a belief? Belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means. Beliefs create the maps that guide us towards our goals and give us the power to take action. And those beliefs can be formed through the internal narratives we have and internal stories we have in our mind. But he said also that the challenge is that most of our beliefs are generalizations about our past, based on our interpretations of painful and pleasurable experiences, like what I have mentioned in this episode, that we tend to generalize things based on our past experiences, especially the experiences we had when we were a child. It can form a lot of stories and narratives in our mind that we thought the reality, the current reality. And lastly, before we end this episode, I want to share this quote from Mahatma Gandhi and really challenge you also to save this in as an audio reminder, or you can take down whatever I'm gonna say right now and save it on your screen or save it on your phone. So, the power of belief. Mahatma Gandhi said, men often become what they believe themselves to be. If I believe I cannot do something, it makes me incapable of doing it. But when I believe I can, then I acquire the ability to do it, even if I didn't have it in the beginning. This is so powerful. This is one of my favorite quotes from Mahatma Gandhi. And yeah, I'm just sharing it just to say and end this episode with that quote. And again, a reminder for everyone that we are a creator of our lives and our reality. You are so powerful, you are unique, and you can change everything in your life by changing your mindset, your thoughts, your energy. You have that power, and believe in yourself, right? So that's it for today's episode. Thank you again for listening in, and see you on our next episode next Wednesday. Have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you love this episode, let's connect further on Instagram and follow me at Sheila M. N. Fuentes for more inspirations and meaningful conversations. Make sure also to subscribe and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, and let's grow this community together. See you again next Wednesday. And I'm truly excited to see you grow as the fearlessly authentic CEO of your business and life.